Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Do you find negativity or negative people have been dragging you down? Today we're going to talk about how to deal with the haters. Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset podcast with me, Johnny Pardo, here to help you take control of your self-esteem and confidence. I remember there was a point in my life, a few years back even, where anything negative or slightly critical someone said would have me feeling awful about myself for days. It really, really affected me. I felt horrible and felt like something was wrong with me. Maybe you can relate to that. Now, I get the odd comment from people, whether it's criticism or sometimes a bit nastier. And I've had it recently. And that's what got me thinking. I'm going to talk about this in a podcast episode. Because really, my attitude and how I feel about it is completely different these days. It's completely transformed. But I know negativity can affect quite a lot of us. Now, here's the point. The more you grow and develop in life, the more chance, realistically, and unfortunately, you are of getting someone to criticize you. Now, if you want to get no criticism and no one say anything negative, you want to hide away for the rest of your life. Now, you don't want to do that, do you? But unfortunately, as we grow, we're more likely to get the odd bad comment. And it's just people's own insecurities, really, of how they feel about them. Haters are your admirers, in a way. That's one way I put it. They're just jealous about something you've got within you. You've got something that they want, and it makes them feel insecure. Haters don't like themselves, and therefore they project it onto someone else. Now, someone who's happy and within themselves, happy within themselves and likes who they are, will not go out and attack or criticize other people. Now, there's constructive criticism, which is different. That's usually to help people. But going out and attacking other people or criticizing other people, that's usually because they're just projecting their own insecurities onto someone else. If someone, of course, they'll deny it, but it's truth. No one who likes themselves fully and loves themselves goes out and attacks someone else. Now, you might be someone who really loves themselves or really likes who they are, and you disagree with what someone else says out there. And that's absolutely fine. We're all human beings. We've all got different opinions. But those kind of people who really like themselves or love themselves will just stay quiet or just ignore the thing if they don't agree with it. They won't go out and attack it. So, how can you deal with it? Let's go through a few tips. The first one is journal it out. Now, I've talked about journaling before, but journaling in the form of asking yourself questions. One question to ask yourself is, why is this false? So someone might say something like, you're useless, and you think, and what the brain does, if you're feeling a bit vulnerable and not happy, is the brain can generalize that and it can say, oh, I am useless, I mess up everything. So what you've got to do immediately is ask yourself why that's false. And when you ask your brain a question, as I always say, it looks for an answer. So if you ask yourself, why is the idea that I'm useless wrong, then your brain will look for an answer. So find the answer, look out for it. So think about all the great things you have done, and therefore you're able to counter that negativity that your brain will start blowing out of proportion. My second point is something, even before any kind of criticism, that is really important to do every single day, no matter how you're feeling, and that is to compliment yourself. If you are not working on your self-esteem every single day in this day and age, you are going to be in trouble realistically. You've got to be talking to yourself well, consciously making an effort, even if it's hard to do at first. You've got to be complimenting yourself, or else the brain will go down the negative route. You can't just banish out negative thoughts from your head. You have to redirect them. You have to go down the positive route. So complimenting yourself, praising yourself for what you've achieved is really, really important. And that brings me on to the third point, which is kind of a little bit of a combination from the first two points. Have a praise list. Write down all the compliments, all the praise you've been getting from other people as much as possible, and keep that list and look at it regularly, because that will remind the brain that that defaults to negative sometimes, that is great about you. And when someone says something bad, maybe a hater or a negative person comes along, that is because they're insecure, and actually you've got all this record showing how valuable you are, and you can remind yourself. So that is my third tip. Okay, so those are my three points on how you can deal with haters. Like the previous episode, I wanted to keep it short and sweet, just because I don't want this subject overcomplicated. But if you're really looking for upping your self-confidence and reducing negative self-talk, and looking at how you can manage overthinking and wondering, oh, what the habits of what confident people do, then check out the link in the description where you can get some free resources on those subjects that I've made available for you. So just find that in the description below. Thank you so much for listening today. If you've appreciated this, please share this with your friends and family, and give this a rating if you've not done so already, just so we can reach more people and help more people take control of their self-esteem and confidence. If you have shared this and you've given this a rating as well, thank you so much for your support. I really do appreciate you. And remember this, make that decision to take control of your self-esteem and confidence.